The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Chris Hill, who's CEO at North Coders. How are you today, Chris?
Very well, thank you.
Right, so there might be one or two people who haven't heard of the name North Coders, largely because you're not coming to the market for another few days, which is obviously quite exciting for you. But can you just run through what your company does?
Absolutely. So North Coders is a technology-focused training provider. We started life as a coding bootcamp, wanting to match those who want to change career with companies who are crying out for a pipeline of talented software engineers. We're now widely recognized as the coding bootcamp for the North, and we do so much more with the same mission to end the digital skills gap while creating life-changing opportunities for individuals. Since the turn of the year, we've also been a fully registered apprenticeship provider. We have a direct contract with the Education Skills Funding Agency for the provision of technology apprenticeships. Obviously, you know, apprenticeships and lifelong learning are receiving some real government focus at present, which creates an amazing opportunity for North Coders. Since inception, we've trained close to 1,000 career changers, and we've worked with over 250 companies to fuel their need for software development talent.
And given that I'm old enough to be sort of the last of the analog generation, is this across sort of the whole age spectrum from the teens to the senior citizens?
Absolutely. So, yeah, the youngest person we've had is 17, and the oldest person is well over 60. You know, we teach people from all backgrounds, all walks of life and all ages, which is one thing that makes us very popular with our clients in terms of you can get many a different type of person. Then obviously coming out of university, you've got the same generation, the same life experience, the same age and so on. You know, we bring some real diversity to the industry.
Well, so it sounds like, you know, you're really helping the economy, and clearly the government should be helping you in that sort of a way as well. I presume that over the pandemic, people were hopefully learning through you, or, you know, using your services, because obviously a lot of people must have had to change career, or they couldn't be a waiter anymore, and they can go into a different area.
So, yeah, I mean, during the pandemic, obviously, things for us, we did slow down a little, and we made sure that we were really looking after our clients, really looking after our current learners. But we did have plenty of people still come on. And obviously, you know, North Coders, the training service we provide both for businesses and for individuals, that's about the, you know, the jobs of tomorrow rather than the jobs of yesterday. And as you said, receiving some serious focus from the government. We recently signed a 1.65 million training contract with the Department for Education, which is a pilot for the government using skills boot camps like the success of North Coders to really roll out and give people, you know, that chance to access this type of career changing, you know, pivoting education throughout their lives, rather than people thinking that once you're 25, you know, education is a thing of the past and you've just got to get on with what you've got.
Perhaps an obvious question, but do you regard yourself as an education company or a technology company?
I would certainly say both to that question. We do obviously provide education services as far as we do government-funded apprenticeships. We also do bespoke corporate training, but we do build software engineering services as well. We have built software engineering platforms for our clients. We built a learner management system for the Manchester City Council's Adult Education Department. And we also, you know, we're heavily tech-focused internally. Our team is always, you know, looking at the technology of tomorrow to make our business much more scalable and much more efficient and much more easier to work with, as well as feeding that back into what we teach people, which keeps our curriculum really on the bleeding edge and really attracts employers to want to hire from North Coders rather than more traditional houses.
Right, so you're already generating income, you've got some deals coming your way, et cetera, et cetera. That might be a slight novelty on the AIM market where you'll be joining them next week. But what are the other aspects that you're looking to aim to do for your company being on the market?
So, yeah, the investment gives us the opportunity to do a few things. You know, we're looking to roll out regionally our hybrid education offering. So what we have developed is we've taken the best parts of the in-person tuition, you know, that real experience, and we've combined that with our online model that we've developed over the past 18 months to take the very best elements of both to give, like, you know, flexibility and scalability. And now that model's ready to deploy, we're looking to really spend some money on marketing and presence in many further regions and where we operate now, which is mostly, you know, the M62 corridor from Liverpool across to sort of Leeds and York that way. And in terms of, you know, our education business, apprenticeships, we do software development training at the moment, that's all, but there's plenty of scalability and growth for both horizontally and vertically. So when I say horizontally, I'm talking, you know, new standards such as like cybersecurity and data analytics, data science. We've got high demand from our current clients for things that we don't do already. And when we talk about, you know, the vertical development of that roadmap, we're thinking about, you know, what happens next? How do we keep our customers for longer, give them more of that sort of adult, full-time, lifelong learning, and keep them on with us in terms of a level five, you know, tech leadership and management provision so that we can really sort of go longer and deeper with the learning journey of our customers.
Just a final question. Do you feel that the education system as is does enough to help people in terms of coding education?
There are huge gaps in the provision of coding education, for sure. I believe that, you know, the government want every single student to take the computer science GCSE. And I could be incorrect here, but it was certainly much lower than 5%, if not close to zero, of the amount of people who chose that subject to study at GCSE. So there's a long way to go in the traditional education sector to get everyone learning coding when they're young. But, you know, they are people out there who are making steps in the right direction. But as anything, I think these things always just move too slow compared to where people want them to be.
So maybe down the line, there's a package that you could make for or develop for children so that they can learn as a sort of a hobby to improve themselves.
Certainly, I mean, you know, not in our sort of current roadmap, but with our education business, there's certainly plenty of scope to work with schools, to work with younger people, could develop curriculum. You know, we've got the experts that we can deploy into those areas, whereas, you know, the traditional teachers are probably not equipped to do too much in that area. So yeah, I do certainly see it as a possible area for us to go into in the near future.
Chris Hill, CEO at North Coders, thank you very much indeed, and good luck on the AIM market.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.